First order of business is that Ramban, a long shvizu avi about the Ramban, in Sefer Mitzvahs, Mitzvahs Asay Tezayin. Let's just revisit it one more time. The Ramban has a mitzvah, the Ramban forgot. It's Tavino Lehachos Gertoshev. He's drowning. You gotta save him. He's sick. You gotta cure him. And I was medayek on the word bahem. What's bahem? What's bahem? That means no. These two, achen yisrael or geret tzedek, that's docha shabbos. But otherwise, for the geret tzedek, it's not docha shabbos. That's the first point. That I'm not sure I'm right. Of course, many big people think I'm wrong, but I think I'm right. Fine. Now. But the bigger question, what we brought us here in the first place, is the discussion we have between the Abbas Chesed and the Tziyunim of the Bali HaShulchan. What exactly is going on over here? So we had a shmooze about it. I'll try to summarize it briefly. Because the Ramban does say, Harav kolo soyim atztoka, the minister of Kutsari hei, and the posuk pasuach titzach as yotcha, v'heim shtayim mitzvot b'yemes. But the question becomes a very serious question. We're trying to bridge this gap. But so tiftach is tzedakah. The Ramban doesn't talk about tzedakah here at all. He's talking about pikuach nefesh. So what's he telling me the Rambam is calling him at tzedakah? So the answer, of course, is that the Rambam in Kuf Sadeh throws out the pasuk. He has a whole bunch of psukim, as is sometimes he has that. To be to make the cut, one of the tariyag, you have to be a pasuk. Yeah, a lot of things which are the rice, which are not psukim, not sivuyim. So you just, it just doesn't make the cut. Okay? So watch this. Kuf Tzadiyeh. You read the whole thing? Shetzivon alasol stokol l'chazek achaloshim l'harchir aleyem v'chobo atzivim b'mitzvotu l'milis b'schalfos p'soach tiftak as yadcho v'achzakta bo v'cheachicha imach. Quotes one pasuk from Parshas Re'e, and two psukim from Parshas Bar. Okay? What's it all? Same thing. Shenazer osam, ulechazken de sipukam, etc. You have subus, and baba basra, onim ispans, and stoka, da-da-da-da. So it's a stoka, very nice. So comes the Ramban and says that the Rambam included in the mitzvah of stoka, pikuach nefesh of a ger tosha. Huh? He didn't mention pikuach nefesh at all. What are you talking about? Not pikuach nefesh, not kadosh. Neither. These psukim are talking about Israelim. So what's happening over here? That's the question. So the pashtus, you have to say it like this. Look, this pasuk, it says Ramban is an extra word over here, which is we sort of glossed over. He says as follows. Umamor b'talmud. I read that line last time. Umamor b'talmud. Ger atamatzur och lachyoso. Goy ger atamatzur och lachyoso. What Talmud? He quotes a Baba Metzias Samach Beza Ben Aleph. What's that mean? So if you look at Baba Metzias Samach Beza Ben Aleph, that's the famous machlokos between Rabbi Akiva and Ben Ptur. World famous machlokos. They have one canteen in the desert. What do you do? From Akiva, the Chayecha Kol Meshenema. Imach means you come first. So here we have a case justifying the Ramban's position that Bechayachicha Imach is talking about Pikuach Nefesh. Right? Pikuach Nefesh. That's exactly the case of it. It's talking Pikuach Nefesh. Oh, that's step number one. I didn't appreciate that when we spoke about it last time. I just didn't look carefully enough. So I believe that the Ramban considers this Drushas Chazal in Baba Metzias on the base. The Pashtun the Krah. Because to make the 613, Ramban doesn't know what the Ramban that. To make the 613, he has to be Pashtun the Krah. The Rosh Chazal is much more than 613. He considers it based on some of the Baba Metzia, Pashtun the Krah. And therefore, he says Pashtun the Krah is a mitzvah of saving somebody's life, which is the Gemara in Baba Metzia, some of the It's true. That's talking about Chayachicha Yimach, which is the Yisrael, but the Chayachicha Yimach are consecutive psukkah one after the other. So Ramban says, you know, this is one of the Taryag, because it has to do with Pikuach Nefesh based on Baba Metzias Samar base, and it extends to Gatosha based on the juxtaposition of those two psukim. V'cheimach. Here's the word achicha, the word achicha is not here. It's more expensive. That's pshat in the Ramban's shit. It's pashtun dekro. According to the Rambam, it's not pashtun dekro. Not at all. So the machlokas is what? But pikuach nefesh for a gertosha. Is it pashtun dekro or is it not? That's what the tziyunim says. I don't know what the Chofetz Chaim is talking about. It's talking about a halva. What? That's what you said yesterday. What's going on? They're talking about but pikuach nefesh of a gertosha. If it's pashtun dekro, v'cheimach, and they're counseled to a gyan. Or not counted to again. That's Lomot Sasi. So what does the Chavetz Chaim hold? What does the Chavetz Chaim hold? Oh, that's a good question. Look, he says, what's real Pashat the Crow? Yeah, very nice. The Rabban says that's included in Pashat the Crow is Pikuach Nefesh. You can't deny Chiyamach or Chiyamach. So it gets poor. There's no pre-koach never because he's poor. It's the Pasha tried as Altikah Risha Lecha Betarbis. That's the one that psuk him there. You can't deny it's all about money. And if you're not taking Nesha Betarbis, means you're lending him money. So the Chofetz Chaim that the Pasha Pshat in the Pasuk is talking about giving out money without taking ribbis. According to the Rambam, it's included in Pesoach Tiftach. So he says, that's what the Rabban and the de facto arguing upon that as well. Kod Rabban Mechiyamach Mechiyachicha Imach is a separate mitzvah saseh. You have to say goes on halva as well because that's the real pashtun dekro. That's how I'm explaining between the two. I don't know who's right. Yes.
We saw two mitzvahs later in the Rambam when he has a kesetala kesed zayin separate mitzvah.
Right.
So doesn't that mean
halva
is not a mitzvah, or it's at least a separate mitzvah also?
Right, that's what we spoke about. So halva is certainly a mitzvah.
Oh, so
it's a mitzvah of halva, but halva is also a fulfillment among many others of chayyim. Even then, when he said in Kumsani, hey, he talks about right many things. God helps them in all different ways. Harchava, harchiv. How do you say? How do you interpret it? That's the Hebrew. La harchiv aleh. What does the harachim aleh mean? I was wondering what the words mean. What the Arabic is. We should look at Rabbi Chaim Heller. And I don't have a chance to look. Okay, that's all yesterday's shiur. I mean, Mondays. Now we can start new things. Okay, fine. So what we're doing on, we're learning in, I was reading to you from this beautiful sefer, the Bali HaShulchan, and here in Simon Reish. Quotes the Rambam. What did the Rambam say? I think I read it last time. That it's better to give $1,000 bills than one check for $1,000. You read it last time? And the question is this unanimously accepted or not unanimously accepted? Once again, the Bali HaShulchan the Shitoso discussing whether people agree or disagree with people. Here he said at the bottom that the Gra, even Alva is Mrs. Stoka, right? Abbas Chesed, the Rabban disagrees, and I don't know if he just really disagrees. So now it's flipped. Here he says that, fine. Abbas, so I'm reading with his words. And here's Daiti, Shanoisin Bevas Achas Ahabi Anim, Lo Odefe Anosin Deachel, Kiakol Nechshav Kisorus Achas, Al Avshish Harbi Mitzvus Nefrodus. Give it $1,000 bills in one shot. Yeah, geez, that takes a go to the bank. It's $1,000 bill. I need 100. I'm gonna give 1,000. That's the limit to 100. You go to a bank. I need $100 bills. You give them 100. They give you $100 bills. What each one 100. You know, you just go beep, and throw it out to 100 people standing there. Each should take what? So how does that fit in? So he thinks that's not that. You don't have the additional mila. Kavana Sarama who rak should knows in the harbi aniyim is man in the front. That's how they have his Oreos chalukos. Miu, the avas chesed chelik aleph berik aleph os yudalit lo mashmekein b'tzarachim. Okay, let's take a look. How's he? You understand? Shuni alafot. Same as again, Chofetz Chaim says Lamash Bekein. He was arguing. Now he said Lamash Bekein. Maybe we should argue. I don't know. Let's take a look.
Okay, look.
Aleph, Perek, Aleph, Sif Yud Aleph. In bowl of fun of Harbi Anoshim, Yechon and Tzorch Luvo Sach Baruba, Ushari Anoshim lo yivak shemen kolecha ki yivdo rabuon, Tum yava leechad asach amaruba lo yelo mala havos to Shari Anoshim. What do you do? Mutov sheyalva lechol echad sach mua, vila havos yechad sach maruba, says the Biurim, the meat even though it's all in one shot. Even though it's all in one shot. Bavas Achas. So I think he's correct that the Chofetz Chaim is not agreeing with him. So there's two machlokes already on the first page of his page Aleph for the Helik of Chofetz Chaim. Okay, fine. Right. Now we get to the real stuff. Or introductory stuff. Yes.
Just a question on the Rambam. For the Rambam, it doesn't seem like you have an option of $100 to one person versus $1 to 100 on him that he says it's better to give $100. $1 to 100 a name. It seems like Rambam is speaking about a case in which you have an option of day masara to one ani of $1,000, or you can give to 10 anim $100, and for those 10 anim, day masara is $100 for each of them. Then the Rambam says you should give to 10 anim.
Let me read it again. Maybe you're right. That was not the emphasis. Could be you're right in the details. But the emphasis of the Rambam, that's what the Bayur focuses on, is Staka is not just to help other people, it's to create a sense of kindness in yourself. And the more actions you do, the more it'll be reinforced. That's what he says. Now, you may be right in the small print. Let's read it again. Let's read it. Elef Zehuvim. Zivus. Oh, but the very good. You're right. I sort of glossed over the last line. He says like this. He says, "The chayim the Torah ain't schar mishapoda osur means guys in shuim b'meyad dimrim or osat stuck of the ani b'meyad dimrim shudei machsara." See, that's where he throws in the machsara, which I sort of glossed over. Kemo shapoda asara asir moishtim chesaron asara niim. You're assuming that Asura Din will be Dei Machsara for all of them. I don't know. Doesn't say it. I don't know if you're right. Doesn't say it. I'm the one to say Dei Machsara a second time. It is. I don't know. Okay. Fine. Let's go back to the Shulchan Aruch and the So now V'yesh losa say b'mal enem imenu. We used to the hat to come out shows the Rambam and say for mitzvahs again. Mitzvah Yitzayim. He didn't want to tell you. It means losa say Yitzayim. First I thought I could do it on one page. Tezayim Yitzayim. Then I realized we did now as Tezayim Asis and Yitzayim is losa says. He's going to quote it. I have it here in the original. But he's going to quote it verbatim. Listen to this. Dr. Shinimnan is the last one, by the way. I think it's the last one. I think it. Can that be 17 in each? Is that a coincidence? Still for just the general knowledge. Because in essays, he had a total of 17 that the Rambam forgot. So called forgot. And the Losa says, 17? Yeah. I assume it's just a coincidence. Communion Tov. 17 here, 17 there. And he goes through a whole system. I took out this, I put in this, and it gives you the numbers. What's 17? Shenimnanu gamken shlo yichar beinenu v'sitnenu tztok alanim lo niten oso lebayin ro v'nachshav oso mirt lanam avyeze beinenu schar v'tolseles v'mamonenu shu yizbarach yishalem lanu akol v'kama kiflayim v'u omer yizbarach noson titen lo v'lo yira levavcha v'sitcha lo ki b'glal adam razeh. Yivarech Hashem alakecha b'chol ma'asecha u'b'chol mishyachadecha. with the Rambam. Says a footnote of Rabbi Shavel, quoted from the Megillas Esther. Ula Rambam, Udin Midine Mitzvah Satstaka, Belayava Beminyan. Okay? That's what he says. Now, that's what he says. There's a little bit of a problem over here. Problem over here. Wait a second. Who can give me the context of Lo Yirah Levavcha? What's the context? Parshas Re'eh. Yeah. Shmitas Ksafim. You're going to give him money, and then Shmitas is going to come, and never get money back. It's talking about Halvah. It's talking about Halvah. Right? And the Ramban is saying, Nenu Stokolanim. What's going on over here? What means Stokolanim? Stokolanim. There's no Le'irah Levavcha. You're giving staka. So the Ramban took something which is found in the context of Halva, and he put it onto staka. What's pshat? So I thought, but Karen, according to the Rambam, it's very good. Halva is included in staka. I said, the mitzvah say, kuf sari hey. So we can understand very well. Sure, Le'irah Levavcha, b'sit chalo, it's talking about Halva, but shvitas k'sarim. But according to the Rambam, then we have a link, a strong link between halva and staka, so it's fine. According to Ramban himself, the two separate things, well, we think they're two separate things. That's the question. It goes back to the tziyun with the Abbas Chesed. Maybe it's even the Ramban, even according to Ramban, they're not two separate things. Not in the Chofetz Chaim. Otherwise, you know what I'm saying? He's saying le'ilavcha, but staka himself, even though it's talking about halva. That's a bit of a riot to the Tziyunim against Avos Chesed. Maybe. Okay. I'm going to follow my drift. Yes, sir.
Some of the Chazals keep this pasuk also for staff.
I'm sorry?
I thought like the end of the pasuk, he dwelled over as a Yerefa. I was at Chazal think that to mean that stuff. Not just Allah.
There are two Beglals. Is there a Siddur here or a Chumash? Is there a Siddur or a Chumash in the room? I think either one. Neither? So this should work. Why does it work? Because it's the Kriyas HaTorah. It's a Torah in the back of the Siddur, I think. Torah readings. Torah readings. Okay, I'm reading to you from Parshas Re'eh. I don't think we have a Siddur in the room. Okay. Watch this. Again, read from the beginning. Okay. Kiyeva Chayevion. This is on the Marma Karmas, the first line. Period. Next pasuk. What's Habet Tamitan mean? Lend him, right? So the pasuk tiftach and you have loans, so all sounds the same thing.
Right, even
learn Dei Machzoros. Dei Machzoros, right? Stacha. Is derived from the pasuk which is talking about halva. So you see, it's all one. Okay. Yishav alcha. Yadav chuvach v'yalem eshtchosh mash meshmid alav v'yalem eshtchosh mash meshmid alav v'yalem eshtchosh mash meshmid alav. Okay. No son titen lo v'yirah levavcha v'sit chalo. Why? Ki b'glal adam v'azeh yivrach Hashem l'kachav b'chom ma'asav v'chom v'shach yadach. Fine? That's where it says. Fine. This is the pasuk. So, because the bottom line of all this is, seems to indicate that lending money to a person that has no money is strongly related to stock. In other words, it's hard to get out of all these things. Okay, let's leave it at that. Get to what I want to really talk about. Okay, fine. Thank you for the sitter. It's always good to see. We have meetings with Gerim over here in this room. We have to have a sitter to see if they can read. That's what the sitter is doing here. So, amen. Probably Rabbi Tzvi Rabbi. Not surprising. It's ahead of our Gerim's best. So it belongs to him. I'll see you next. I'll tell him thank you very much. Helped us here too. Fine. Now let's open the Shulchan up. That's for another minute before we get to the end of the sitter, which we have to talk about today. Reish, Men Zion. Shocks of cotton. Base. Sivkot Aleph, excuse me. Medrash Rabba said it, Rashi's Parsha Yizayin, and it's Yerushalmi, Ksuvas Pergadah, Halachot Gimel. Rabbi Yossi Nosan Stoka Parnas Ishtar Megureshes, Al Shem, Vipsorcha Lo Tisale. You know, someone's there with these very acrimonious divorces. Why should I give us so much money? You can take it out of your Meiser. We'll get to Meiser later. It's considered to be in the category of Stoka. Stucker, the Farish, Yushami, and the Medrash. And back over here to the Siyunim. And it says in Yushami, Rav Yossi Noakin, Bigushoso, Afa Pish, Oysim, and Sahara, Salso Harbek, Shayan the Suim. It wasn't just a, it wasn't such a great marriage. Doesn't matter. Okay, Rabbi Osai, let's go to Siv Dalit.
That means stuck in. Best in our court was Machayev Yudbeit.
That's another good question. The answer should still be yes. You want to count to Maisa, Dabba Shevachov. That's a question. Yeah. The fact that Bezin says you have to do it, we're actually going to talk about right now. Bezin can force you to get stuck. Keep that in mind. You're a Bezin and dealing with the end of marriage situation. At stuck Doche, etc., etc. Vehima Asheres, but also the Nasa Kalashbrahu Kiba Dabba Zet, Shemabachonu Dabba Zos. The Yeshomim, Dabka Benesinas Maise Mutu Nasa Kalashbrahu, Avalo Bishar Stuck. Keep all these things in mind. Okay. So, on the word of Verov Tasa Mimaves, he says, it looks in the Shach, but he quotes, what does the Shach say? Verov Tasa Mimaves. The famous stories, they get stuck on the story where they put the pin in and killed the snake. Kids, you learn when you were a child, they probably put these two books in the. in other words, mamish, you see it b'chush. And it also gives you Orach Yamin. Rabbi Yaman at Tzaddik and Rabbi Basra Daf Yudav. He quotes two Gemara, Shabbos Kuf and Vav, Basra Daf Yudav. He quotes the Shach. Nirin Kavanasa, the Maloma, the mitzvah tzedaka matzelus mimisa she'ena b'tiva shalom. Right? Means what? Afilu adam shegiel eitz misosel mitzvah tzedaka that's lena mimisa v'shuna. That's the Gemara Kuf Nun Beis in that story. V'shuvah sinazer hatzedaka m'goremes harocha zem shalazer means you won't get sick and die. That's what the biyot. Sino ha? No, it's biyot. Biyot. That's what he says. He'll save you from a misa mishuna. He'll give you long life. That's what he says. Very, very important. Fine. I asked you to take a look over here from the Erech Lechem, the Marikash. Sorech anosin shlo yisbor betztoka shosin. Vim yisbor lo dai shen oskar v'asher anishin oso. So the question was raised in the Beis Medrash. What happened to Mefurash Gemara in Pesachim? Lo olam yasek olam betor v'mitzah filo shelo lishma. Shem yitoch shelo lishma v'al lishma. Give me a sec, I get tzedakah, give me a plaque. Give me the guest of honor at the dinner, right? Mechule, 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 right? So then it says he's going to get punished. Why did he punish us? We told Shalom Lishma, Bo Lishma. That's the question which I was raised in the base of Edmund. Who knows an answer? Anybody? Anybody? No one knows. You have an answer, yeah?
There's different sheets in the Bible. It's including Mitoch Shalashma Balashma, but Tyson Soto holds that Mitoch Shalashma Balashma is only going on Shane Mishar or to avoid an under something like that.
Oh, really?
Shane Pavod is good in Yushami, Mitoch Shi, Nefa Shi Asapana.
What? Soto says that?
Seven or eight Tyson in Chas, and there's two different.
Oh, I gotta look at Tyson Soto. I don't know what Soto says. It's bad news for the Jews, this Soto says. Cool. what that would say. Yeah. It's an open book test. that would be a, if that's true, then that answers the question. It puts poor clients all into deep, 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 deep trouble. If that's true. While he's looking it up, yes?
Lashon of the Gemara.
Hold on.
The Lashon of the Gemara of Abatzar and the Torah is you're giving stuck of the Yisyaher. The Yisyaher is not the same thing as Kavod. Kavod is you uncovered. The Yisyaher is you put yourself above other people because of that.
All Kavod is put above other people.
Name on the wall. Let's do this.
Yeah. Oh, my name's on the wall. Your name's not on the wall. I'm the guest of honor. You're not the guest of honor. Where's the what? What that?
About the coins.
Oh. Cheslum chatas. Yeah. Talk about it.
You know
what it is. You know what it means. That's what it's about. Tomer Yochan Mazaka Tamir Bonne Mao. Shomar Kosov stock of Yom Goy Cheslum chatas. So that it says, Yisrael, the country Yisrael Gechad Boris. That's what they're all interested in the cover. Okay? And we're not interested in the cover. Right? Great. It's great that we're not interested in the cover. But the question becomes, if you are in the cover, so then, you know, by the Goyim, we call it a chatos. And what does chatos mean? Chatos means it's a sin. Or it means the word. What does chat mean? You're missing. Look at that. Matara. They're missing the schar because it's all right. So in the chenami, lo yasim is shlosh lashma. Even though you may not get schar, if we talk shlosh lashma, lashma you get schared. That's not. It doesn't mean it's sinful. It doesn't mean it's sinful. He's over here elamanishin also. I'm asking a question. Does cheslim chat mean you're going to get punished for it? I thought the word chatas just meant you're not going to get scarred for it. If the guy is stuck up, is it a punishment? Really? I just thought it meant the word, from the word chatas in the sense that it's missing. You missed the target. That's what I thought. The kids are, but unless you want to suggest that stuck is unique. That's Torah mitzvahs, but stuck is worse. I can hear that. You talk about, Abi, you talking about Tosin Brock versus Tosin somewhere else, right?
Yeah.
But there's also a famous Nitziv about this. Maybe this will help us a little bit. The Nitziv has a different terrace. It's in the Harachev Dover and Parshat Achemos, and other places as well. The Nitziv has a different terrace. Tosin Sakash and Brock is after Zion. It says over there, someone who was Osa Shalom Shema, that he should never been born. That's what you're calling for. Terrible. So Torah says, what do you do with the Gemara in Pesachim that B'tosh Shalom L'Shema? What is Tosa's answer? No. If you're just doing Shalom L'Shema, it's fine. The Kanter, you're trying to you're doing just to destroy, you do mitzvahs to destroy Klal Yisrael, to destroy the Torah. That's what Tosa says to the Brachos. That's what you're referring to. It's a different terrace. Different terrace. Maybe it'll help us over here. His focus is on the verb form. The Gemara in Pesachim uses the word yasok adam, the Torah of Shalom Shema. The Gemara in Brachos Zion says yaseh, not yasok, but yaseh. And the Tzim is a chiddush. Asher yaseh osam adam v'chai b'hem. The word yaseh means a chiddush. A chiddush, something new. Shebor lekim lasos, which makes new things. That's how he says pshat in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. What? It should be Lumo, the Lulame, Lishma, Velasos. What? Lasos has to be the prerequisite of everything. You know, Lasos. You're a non observant Jew. So all the Torah is worthless. No, Lasos is Lachadish. I said, it's chatting in the sinner. I have a sin in front of me. It's very dangerous. I have a lot of souls in front of me now. We say it every morning. Every morning. Every morning. We said this morning too. What am I saying? The same with Ibenu, that's what it is. The Havad, the Haskel, the Shmoa, Lilmo, the Lulamet, what's going on in the Sandy Water? Lishma, the Lassos. What? Lassos be number one. You don't keep the mitzvahs. Lassos is Mechadish. Shemechadish alone, the Shmoa, is a disaster. you make up your own Torah, your own mitzvah, shalom l'shma, that's a disaster. Maybe we can say that the olam yasek adam b'tomish shalom l'shma means only if you're within the existing Torah, the existing mitzvahs, which are you're bound to do, you have to do. You have to do the mitzvahs, you have to do the regular mitzvahs you have to do, and you have to learn some amount of Torah. But if you're going to do something beyond, and you'll say, oh, I'm going to give an extra $100,000 and I'll put a plaque on the wall, maybe that's included in the tziv's yaseh and not yasod. Maybe. Just throwing out a suggestion. So you find me the other Tosfos. I don't have a different
plan. Tosfos there is so unclear. Tosfos in Chavesim Beis says that, it's a different Tosfos in Brachos. Tosfos says that the Gemara of Tosh Shalit from Abba Lishma is only talking about to avoid Yisurit or Lekabel Schar. And he says, but the Gemara Brachos is, he doesn't tell you what the Gemara Brachos is talking about. He just says,
but could be anything
that, but that makes it worse because then it's the whole Sevach HaTafso Pesha and Chicago's Nasos Kizdonos. Donos. They just
doesn't sound, it's all the guy's doing for his comment. This doesn't sound like
that. That doesn't say what he's talking about.
Right. It doesn't sound like
it's totally different terrorists. But he does write that Mitoch Shalosh was only on Schar and Schar Anish.
Okay, very good. So either your terrorists or my terrorists or some terrorists, but I don't know. You have a better terrorist?
Going back to what I said before.
Yeah.
The comfort is just you're getting confidence because of what you do. The Yisya here is kind of like the Kanter.
He wants to the Yisya is the Kanter. I'm better than you. Ooh, the Kanter. Okay. Not bad. I like that. That's probably the best terrorist. Like the Kanter. Okay. Very good. If you look here in the Shulchan Aruch, as we're talking about the source semi-agadata land, not quite agadata, but if you look at the Shulchan Aruch over here, at the bottom.
So you don't get that impression from the Gemara. The Gemara says the Yisya'ir was the courage to ask the people to daven for him and his children. That was the Yisya'ir.
Uh-huh.
Like, you said, my mouth should continue, and it wasn't the... I don't get the impression it was like to show you off, no?
Losh Lesh is this God, let me tell you this Yar.
Two Gemars.
Oh, it was this Yar also. Let me look. I missed the line. Huh? You know the base?
Yeah.
Let's look. Stalk of Jomagai Chalm Chadus? That's the next member. And Malkosh, oh, a very interesting pasuk that's quoted over here from Daniel. So we're from the side to get that's right. I have to take off my glasses for this. Lahain Malko Milki Yishbar Aloch Bechatoch Bitzitka Pruk Vayosach Bimichan Anoyin. Hein tevi archaldish lay vasa. That's so bad, huh? Just wants to have a long life and a long kingdom. Maybe his kingdom was the kind to all of his subjects.
Is your complete?
That's one page. There's two more pages we want.
Okay, let's go right. Okay. Leo says, Kostoko has Akmosanosan. And also Elis Yairbo. That's what this Yair is. Call him Messiah, Nafa Begehenim. So it's also this Yair. I don't know. I have to figure out what the best answer is to this question. Good. I didn't think of the question. I can see. Didn't think of it. So I have to try to summarize it and see what. They'll come up with something different, even better. Okay, so over here, we have a Birka Yosef, which is printed on the bottom of the, it's this Shulchan Aruch, anyway. Okay. Here he says something very interesting. On Siv Gimel, I'll read it again. Kol Merachem Alaniyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Merachem Olam. Fine. Comes the Birka Yosef and quotes a Maimon Chazal. Ubichlal malas hasdaka shofechas midas adin midas arachmin. Kmo she'amru Chazal. Chazal is where? Shmos Rabba, Tanchuma. Okay, I know it from Chumash and Rashi. Al pasuk ashkir mimon kotshcha uvorech. It's a Rashi in Parshas Vayera. Rashi in Vayera says, kol ashkofa surah, except ashkir mimon kotshcha, He gives tzedakah yemahapech the midas hadin, the gzeira, which is always noshim gzeira, to midas harachamin. What's that kapsha? So I may drift off a little bit into the world of Haggadah, just for a few minutes. I think the answer is as follows. The source of the word hashkafa is related to the word mashkof. Mashkof. Rashi says in Parshas Vayera, Vayashkifa pnei sdom. Kol hashkafa sarah. It's connected to the word of mashkof. What's the plan of mashkof? The door keeps banging against the lintel. Keeps banging. In Parshas Hashavua, I can finally be current. Chabura tagas chabura. So the Targum, mashkof itaras mashkof. Chabura. In Parshas Vikates, at the beginning of the Parsha, talks about Einod Sora, about the Shno Sarov. Again, you'll see in Rashi, the expression of mashkufi, and it comes from the word ma'i, in many places. What's pshat? Pshat is that people look at each other, as Rashi says in Parshas Miketz, the Shnos Harov, Einod Sora b'chaver. I look at you poorly, and if things are good, oh, everyone smiles. This week's Parsha, we get also read, Im Kesef Talves Ami Esa Ani Imach. So Rashi there says you have to put yourself in his shoes, which means that a person gives tzedakah, he should not just give tzedakah for the, as we see, we'll see the first one explained over here. He gives, you can't give it into in a bad way. You look askance and then you throw away the whole schar. We'll discuss it with Mr. a little later as well. You have to feel for him. And put yourself in his shoes. As the Chazal said over here, "Beglal davar hazeh yivarechacha." Okay, the poskim say, "Glal is a galgal achozer." First, doesn't know. Now you're giving stuff, and maybe you have to collect stuff. Right? People come to you all the time. You know, I used to be about stuff, and I never have to answer you at stuff. Oh, so the word hashkafa is a negative term. Bang, chabura, the door bangs against the lintel. It's a negative term. It's a negative term. Comes along, a guy gives tzedakah. And he puts himself into the shoes, if you will, of the poor ani. And he is so nice to him, and he looks at him kindly, gives him whatever stock he can possibly give him. What a high level. Takes the word ashkafa as mahapech also, letova. That's what it says. That's ashkifa. Call ofek as midas as din, the midas arachamim. So I have one more hosava to this. And no kohanim in the room? On Zoom, we have a kohen. Yehuda Dov, what do you say when you finish duchening? What puzzle do you say? When we're saying Sim Shalom.
Yeah.
What puzzle do you say?
Yisar Hashem Panav Yedach Yisim Lecha Shalom.
That's part of the duchening.
Yeah. Eretz Avas Chalav B'Tvash.
That's Hashkiv Yvon Kachra. That's the puzzle you say.
Yeah.
The puzzle of Hashkiv Yvon Kachra is found also in my Siddur, because it's part of the Kriyas HaTorah in Parshas Kisavo. Thank God it's between Monday and Thursday, so we can still get it in my Siddur. Should really put a Chumash in the Shul too, when you have a chance. You never know when you need a Chumash, you know? Good to have a Chumash. I locked in. I got the Kriyas HaTorah for Akbar Shul Pesach and the Kriyas HaTorah for Parshas Kisavo, but you don't always lock in. And also I don't have the Chumash in Rashi. Hashkim on Chash Mashamayim. When I was growing up in my shtibul, the rabbi was a big time Chol, was a kohen, and I was a kid sitting. I mean, we duchen, and he would when the chazan would say uvarach es am Yisrael b'shalom, and while I was saying b'shalom, he said the word dvash. Now what's dvash? What's he saying dvash? I don't know what he's talking about. What dvash? What dvash? Dvash? What's dvash? He was saying this pasuk. I didn't realize he was supposed to say this pasuk. Why is it? But you know, before you even say the pasuk, if you look in the Siddur, this is not in the explaining, but I could have looked there too, actually. After Pirchas Kohanim is found in my Yad Scroll Siddur, it says as follows. Ribbono Shel Olam, Asinu, right? You know by heart? You should. Asinu, nu?
Yeah, asinu mashe kazar talenu up, wait, apatal seim anikimoshev satanu. Yeah.
My kasha was, in the dove, she gazar talenu. It's a demachag, stay away, according to the bench, Klai Yisrael. It's a privilege. What kind of shekha machal, she gazar talenu? That was my kasha. You ever think about it, you're the dove? Never thought about it. You have to pay him to think about it, unless you go to Eretz Yisrael. Here's the answer. Here's my answer. It says over here, before Yudadov benches us, he makes a bracha. Asher kinshama mitzvah shalaron v'tzivon levorach es ami Yisrael. What's the next word?
Ve'es adama.
I don't know. Levorach es ami Yisrael. The last word of the bracha is?
Vashadom.
No.
Wait.
That's tough. That's the Xavier. Just imagine you, the Dove, has one guy in the yeshiva. He's in a shul somewhere. He's a guy. He insulted him. He wasn't so nice to him. Whatever. It's the Xavier, you, the Dove. I got up and you have to duchen biyavo. That's the gzera. That's what it means. A sisa mashik is aratolenu. We took the iron roi after this guy who babbled us, and we to fulfill the gzera biyavo. We look at him kindly. You take the lashon hashkifa, which is a banging, and look at us kindly. It's my midah k'neged midah. That's my pshat in this. A little digression to a little semi agadah, but I think it's pshat. Yes, sir.
I think you're calling from Yaku Yossi that, like, if someone actually doesn't like a guy in shul, he's like, not tochen.
Well, if you can't, exactly. If you can't get yourself to fulfill the biyavah, you shouldn't be duchening. It's a gazar talen. Not the duchening. The gazar is after being a biyavah with everyone. Mm. Okay. Okay, everybody. So this is, again, semi agadata. Now we have to continue. Oh, man. Okay. Let's go. Let's move. The Ramah says that it's Masheris. Terrific. It works, Rebbe. So I have people who give me money. They tell me it works. Works like a charm. B'chanun ha'bazos, b'mas le'b'shar tzedaka, says the Pesachei Teshuva here, in Tzidkot and Aleph. Reish Ramzan, the first Pesachei Teshuva is tzedaka. He says, he quotes the Mishnah and Chachamim. Aha, the shor le'nasas b'mos, ma'aser, hanu im os ha'mas le'is asher, as it says in the Sifri that Tos quotes the Tanis of Tess, Aser to Aser, that's also part of the lading over here. Asher b'shul she des Asher. Ava b'shul tov ha'acheres, k'la b'shul she yich yabonav, v'chadoma, os l'nasos. So writes the Pesachei Teshuva in Sif Kotten Av. But the Gemara has a Masechta, P'sachim Dav Ches, Amin Av, Kolom, Ovid Amin Beis. What does the Gemara say there? Ha'omer, Selezul Estoka. Amin Ashi Yich Yibini. Nu, ha'rei zeh? Sadi Gomer. So the answer, I think, to this question is as follows. The same Gemara is found in Baba Basra of Chesim Beis. Chesim Beis. Oh, Gemara is still here. And of Chesem and Beis as follows. It's here. Oh no, I'm sorry. It's Yudav and Beis, the one I can find. Yudav and Beis, my mistake. And Yudav and Beis, the Gemara has as follows. Get it straight. There's a Gemara which says like this. Oh no, Gemara. Can be Yisrael. I raise it Sadi Gomer. Al Dover Zeh U Machshav Azu. So what's wrong with having an ulterior motive for giving tzedakah? Right? Says the Gemara. Can be, this is the next, very last lines of, middle side lines of Yudavid Beis. Basically like this. They have it for their own hand, no. Okay, fine. They do it. It's got a bow. Good. I know I'll have a long reign. Fine. Frank the Gemara, the Abba Nechel have a stock of Gemuri, but Tanya, the Omer, Selah, Zul, the stock of Mishul, Shiech, and Bini, which is Esel, and Abba, Is it tzaddik gomer? Lo kasha, kan be Yisrael kam avik l'chavim. Says Rashi, kan be avik l'chavim. Yisrael dat l'shamayim, ben yichye ben lo yichye. Ena mahar arachan midas adin. Aval akum ena nosin elok amanas kain gim lav mischaret. The tzaddik from my shul gave me $10,000 for stocker. His mother was very sick. Mother passed away. Didn't ask me for the money back. Wasn't mischaret for a second. Is he Yisrael? That's the answer. Yisrael. So that's how we understand that Yichya Beno is Amanas, right? Amanas can't do it because it's like a condition. So I don't get, if he doesn't live, I want my money back, or I'm mischaret. That's no good. But Yisrael does it. He doesn't really mean. He says, Bishvil Shiyichya Beno. Didn't say Amanas. Bishvil. Every word is in the Hebrew language is different. Bishvil means that's my intention. But it's not Amanas. Not Amanas. Remember Goldzich saw from Karabiyav that whole shtickle Torah. Amanas a kabel pras is no good. Right? That's a Mishnah Mefresh in Perkei Avos. Amanas a kabel pras is no good. Correct? But he, Rav Goldzich saw, used to say, that's what you want a condition, only if I get the pras. But if a person intends to get pras, so you have a whole shtickle Torah. Why? That's a great thing to do. Because Maram Chal says, Chokha told Lehetim, Kodesh Baruch Hu created us because he wants Kabayachot to give us pras. So if you have that in mind, it was a different word used by Chazal. Not Amanas, but I'm blanking out what the word is. Another Mamor Chazal, which is like the Bishvil of our Gemara, not the Amanas. So, as a precedent for this part. Okay, by both sides. Yeah.
That Gemara is also Rosh Hashanah regarding Koresh, regarding the Yosef Yechiyah B'nai. And it says that Koresh wasn't, it says he wound up losing. How do you know that a non-Jew is going to also not ask for a bet? It doesn't say like, well, there it says, Selah, to the stuff which Yosef Yechiyah B'nai. It doesn't say like the Koresh, after he gave it, asked for it back.
It is mischaret, right? Is it mischaret? He regrets it. My tzaddik who gave me the money, I mean, I'm sure he didn't regret it. He wanted his mother to live. She was very sick. Okay, Rabosai, a little further. This chetshuva of cut and base. What did Machabes? What did Ramos say? Tachem nesinas ma'isim l'nasak hashvogel avalobit shart stoker. Yabes says no. The dvar of mashma of the Ramo, the b'maiser k'safim the dog al mahoyina koi u'mera zeino. Shalneba zal maiser k'safim lo shalnu suybe deino let staka. And the shalos says daka b'maiser tvua who the shor the nasos lo b'maiser k'safim. Yeah. They have kriyas haTorah. No, I won't find it over here. Because it's the Haftorah for Shabbos Agol. Right? Chonun Novos Os, I say it every week, so I should know it by now. Right? So it's in that Haftorah, right? It's talking about Poshet Maisa Tvua. Right? You give the Maisa Rani, not talking about money, talking about grain. So I think that the Ramah is wrong. When the Ramah says, not Shad Stuck upon my Maisa Tzofim, yes, they say no. They say no. Okay, that's their opinion. But people tell me that the Ramah is right. They gave Meisner, they gave more than Meisner, and they got back Kefil Kefly. Much, much more than they gave.
Yeah, it agrees that you get roughly. She says there's no Hatil and Asos, so there's no Avtacha of Aser, it's just Sasha, there's a different, you know, Rachel's come when you give Stucco. You know, there's just something that Hatil and Asos to give it Amanas. That's something he's talking about. He said, "Fairish." The Yavis in the Shuvah, right? About that, there's a bracha for people give sakka, and about that, they'll end up as ashir. But that's not the point. The point is, no, we don't find a hetzel and asos l'shem by that.
I hear what you say. But it's interesting. The Shach explains in his Sukkot and Gimel. What does he say? The Shach, "Kimadav azeh shibavada yavo." Chazal says Shabbos kuf yates. Asked it to Asher, it's going to come for sure. You know, You can't give a test if there's a chance you may fail. If you're guaranteed you're going to pass, you give a test. Guaranteed. So that's what the Shach explains. It's interesting. In the Biurim of the Bali HaShulchan, he has an interesting question. This is what he says. Kiyim Adavazen. Okay. Yesh Tahar. Ain't that stuck on Goremis Ashiris Shetavah Biyad? Aliachar is his man. Akat Yesh Locha Sheyavah Ba'osam Yom in terms of this Asher that here in Machshav Aroah. Elamai, you're hoping for future rewards? So Shamitz is also. Maybe a future reward? He ended with a Tzarachim. An interesting question. Interesting question. Interesting question. He says, okay. Goes further than that. Good. In Tamahetu, Meshav came and Shavali is Asher. And can he saw an Afa Maisach Sofim, Yemutur? The came and the self Sofi is Asher. And can he saw him? For less was that Igor Iser. Ooh. He's assuming that Asher mentioned Asher applies to money. And therefore, why should we have to have this same too? Maybe. How does he know applies to money? How does he know? Because the Chofetz Chaim told him so. Abbas Chesed Chelik Beis Perkin Chesed God B'chein Mashma after Deyazu, that even that Deyazu would agree, he's concede that it works. I'm telling you it works. People tell me it works. So then he doesn't understand. Man, the noob shali has Tamahenta and his son B'maisa in the Meshav B'vali Yisasher. Doesn't come right away. El Tamahenta who his chus mitzvahs are Meiser Togein Olam Shlo Yehar Machshav Azu. It's the supernatural. Baganazu Iraq I they miss his miser tvua. Darabe crawl the Bahanunya Bazos. For on the way none of you them Khiluki Kara Gona Shabha Mitzvah Mitzvah. All noob shot. All noob shot. Hashem is gonna give you supernatural protection against the having bad machshavas. Only when it comes to the grain, nothing else. Fine. But of course we understand very well according to the Shach why the Pisach Shuvah is right. You can't do Bashur Shiyach Yibini, because there's no guarantee it'll happen. Look what happened in my case. The brother died. So it only works to Asher because that's guaranteed. That the person lives is not guaranteed. Fine. So I want to have another sefer I brought here. Beautiful sefer. Mishnas HaMishpat. Mishnas HaMishpat. Talks about it over here as well. He goes on Sefer Shulchan Aruch. That's a good thing about it. So in Sifkot Yudal, it is the last Sifkot in the entire Siman of Reish Mem Zayin. I want to try to finish it. Now, so we'll start Reish Mem Ches tomorrow. Anyone finish my Mar Mechomis yet? Nobody? Okay. Good. Okay. So it'll be a Lobo Shad Stoko. You doubt it. Be a Mutta Litan Stoko, Menash Yichi Beno, or Menash Yitzke B'chayel HaMabo, Kemesh Eno Toel HaRishonos, in Lo Yichi Beno, B'lachay Mutta. Interesting. Interesting. Not Torah Rishonos. It's going to be okay. Where did he get it from? Got it from a Tois of Psoch and the Chesimid Beis. Sheyizke. Vesela. Tois says, Kizeh b'maiseh the mutter the nasos mutter af betoeh kemavu b'mishnah s'lachamim huva b'yad Avram ka? What y'ad Avram? Avram's like this. Is there? It's not printed here. Yad Avram is printed in Reish Mem Ches. I printed the Reish Mem Zayin, unless you have it in some of your Shulchan Aruch. I don't have it in mine. You have the Yad Avraham Reish Mem Zayin?
Yeah.
No. I didn't have it. He quotes it, but I don't know how to even find it. Maybe you get on what's it called? That's what he says based upon that Tosfos. He either be told or shown us. That's a very big Chiddush. Yeah? That's what he says. A Chiddush, I don't have the Yad Avraham, so I can't comment on it. You can find it here, we'll talk about it tomorrow. Here in footnote Sam of Gimel, he says as follows: V'yesh omim shirak mitstaka muta amnas shichya beno came in ha'ika who atachlas shekesav ani the came in shi'ika amitziah hatotzon aminan the mitzvahs ain't shichya kavana v'yotze amitzvah b'lachol gavna. In other words, v'nam lachaveiro. The main thing is that the poor person should get his money. They want to put on tefillin, they have to have kavana, because it's, otherwise it accomplishes nothing. Here it accomplishes so much, the poor person has his parnasa. So you don't say mitzvah strichas kavana. That's what he's quoting over here from a bunch of svarim, from a whole bunch of svarim that I don't know about. Yeah. Quotes of Rabbi Chanan, Kovitz Shurin, Pesachim Oslam and Aleph, Chazon Ovadia, Mida Ovadia Yosef, I think. I don't know, Simon Chav Tesla, what safe? Is it safe on stuff? I don't know. Of course, a whole bunch of people say that. Is that a quote? Choose the one already. Okay, fine. Then, of course, after quoting 10 different people saying the same thing, Ian, he says, the Merome Soda, the Sol Chagigah, that I looked up, that I have. The Hod, the Poshe Yisrael, Malay, and Mrs. Karimim, the last after, let's see what we want. Had a Mrs. Stuck of a Chesed. It's called Stock of a Chesed. How did the Nesiv know what Ruach HaKadosh is Stock of a Chesed? It's Chagigah Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. But it says, why? It's called Stam Mitzvah. It's called Stam Mitzvah means Stock. Did it say Ruach HaKadosh? No. He said he found it in Baba Basra. And Daf Tesem Amud Aleph. And Daf Tesem as a whole of towards the middle of the wide lines, he says, "Al yimana adam asal midatet shlishis hashekel b'shana shenemar." What's a pasuk in Nehemiah? Got my glasses again. We don't pause it. Be'emanu olenu mitzvos. What is the shlishis hashekel? So, stand the word "stand mitzvos" refers to tzedaka. So, malei mitzvos community. All the Jews go to the UJA. They're building hospitals. They don't keep Shabbos, they don't keep kashrus, but they're giving stuff. The Jews are the most charitable people, certainly in the USA. People can't believe how much, even sadly not from Jews, they're the biggest charitable givers, all these things which, you know, I don't consider art museums to be a charity, but they do, and they put tons of money into these things. But I do hospitals as a charity. Look at the names in the hospitals. Yeah, all the hospitals, disproportionate share of Jewish names. Ever get sick? The only Jews get sick? Because we are, that's how the Nesiv explains. That's Leia, the Mrs. Karim. Now, but he quotes the Abbas Chesed, which I'm going to open for you, Chelek Beis Perek Chav Gimel. It's referring to a case with Mechav L'Shei Mitzvah. It says like this. A person should do something and have a kavana for the mitzvah. He went over here in Perek Chelek Beis, Perek Chof Gimel. Ochanani become a chavana l'shem mitzvah. Because mitzvah shrichas kavana. Seems to be against what the Nesiv says. Here in the Haggah, he quotes a Rashi, who says, it's a Rashi Pesachim Chof Chesem and Aleph. V'chi agavna there. Pirish de miskavei le mitzvah ol tzorko. And the chesed of Beis Pesachim, we miskaven afanos atzmo. Afanos atzmo. This is the two Rashi's that the Chofetz Chaim quotes, and he ends up by saying v'cheinir b'gemara. What gemara? He's talking more. I guess to see more on chesed enough to be able to think what he means. What talking about pons doing bedikas chometz shluchei mitzvah eina nizakin, right? Oh, a whole story. So what's the case over there? You're doing something, maybe you'll find something. So, miskaven af lamacha, not only for the mitzvah. Shluchei mitzvah, ain't an izokin, right? Lav mitzvah he, and therefore, must be mitzvah stokah is like all other mitzvahs, like medikas chametz. Otherwise, the Gemara's question is no question. That's what he's saying, that there's something which is, which applies to other mitzvahs as well. We have to come out for a mitzvah. Isn't it? He quotes an interesting, this is not over here anymore. This is in this sefer. This is again, last thing for today. The last sifkotten, the last ha'orah on the sifkotten, which is the Orah Sam of Gimel, this beautiful sefer in Reish Mem Zayin. Rabbi Sadei says, there's commission. But near Afi, keep him the hedges and it was the guy mitzvah. Keep him a mitzvah according to the Nitziv. Like Shalol Shema. Okay. Abbas Chesed, Gam Tztaka requires Kabbana. Because the Gemara is Kasha. The Makshina Mitztaka, Al Shah Mitzvahs. What's one mitzvah? Bedikas Chametz. Another mitzvah is Tztaka. Okay. That's his riot. The Dvar Shmuel of Psachim. Remember when Psu had the Dvar Shmuel yesterday? The Gemara is Al-Beis Halevi. The Mitztaka Mekayim Avshalo Lishma. It's against the Gemara, he claims. He calls it Asher Daraisa. Shalom Lishma is worse than Lodus Kavit. Because the Klichem Dan Pashach Yisaitse. The Bekfiya Eino Mekayim HaMitzvah. If the Bezin forces you, takes the money against your wishes, you do not have a mitzvah. Umikol makom, he says, it's tomorrow, Shir. Yordan l'nechosom. Kevin Sheshkan Totsoh. And his discussion, in Mekayim Mitzvah Stokok, Shenosom L'Shalom Lishma. So, he quotes over here later on that some say if you force him, he's still the kind of mitzvah. Still. He quotes the Sifri and Kiseitse, Ma'abed Selim Asani, Malav Akosav Kilu Zocha. So, you even have certain amount of star, even by mistake. So, Bekitze, we left a little bit hanging. But tomorrow, Shia, I think we can say now we've finished Reish Mem Zayin, except for a couple of this Shayarothas. Tomorrow we start Siman Reish Mem Ches. That's already a very important Siman Reish Mem Ches. Even though, as we shall see, that kefiah is no longer an option for us, really. I hope we can. In learning about kefiah, we see so many things about the Mitzvah Tztaka, about Shiva the Chosin, and about all kinds of other things. And that's going to lead us into the next Siman, which is about Maisik. So that'll be a long way off till we get the Reish Mem Tes. Yeah.
If there's an avtacha of Aser Reish Tis Asher, what's the reason that Hamavaz Beis Alivaz Beis Yosir and Cholmesh?
No, because if you give more than the truth is only 10%. The promise is 10%. But if you're irresponsible, you have more than 20-something%, so then you're irresponsible. Got to take all his money thrown into the sea. There's a story about the guy Davis Hashem to send somebody, he sends him a boat, he sends him a rope. What were you No. So if you throw your money into the sea with more than 20%, so then you can't expect any promises. Okay, we'll stop here.